This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The Nigerian man who allegedly tried to blow up a Northwest Airlines passenger plane on Christmas Day appeared in court yesterday without leaving the Michigan hospital where he's being treated for burns. A U.S. district judge went to the hospital and informed 23-year-old Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab that he is being charged with attempting to destroy the Northwest aircraft in flight. Joining us with more is NPR's Tom Gelton. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Leanne.
Begin with the criminal affidavit that was filed yesterday in this case. Any new details about what happened?
Well, Leanne, the complaint says that under his clothes, Mr. Abdulmutallab had hidden some explosive chemical called pentarithritol, plus a syringe. He went to the bathroom for about 20 minutes, came back to his seat, pulled a blanket over himself, and tried to ignite the explosive with a syringe. Something popped, started a fire. Other passengers saw it and subdued him, put the fire out, though not before Mr. Abdulmutallab was himself burned. You know, Leanne, initially authorities said this was an incendiary device, but in this affidavit yesterday, they called it a high explosive. They said his intent was to blow up the aircraft.
So this is very serious.
It seems so. If this chemical had been fully ignited, there would have been a real explosion on the airplane, enough theoretically to have brought down the plane, which incidentally had 279 passengers and 11 crew members aboard.
What's known about a connection to Al-Qaeda?
Well, the words Al-Qaeda do not appear anywhere in this criminal complaint. It was not part of any association with Al-Qaeda was not part of the allegation. But members of Congress who've been briefed in this case say they were told of a possible Al-Qaeda connection. Apparently, Mr. Abdulmutallab volunteered this information while he was being taken into custody, telling law enforcement officials that he had gotten this explosive material from a bomb expert in Yemen who was associated with Al-Qaeda. Federal authorities aren't sure how much of that is true. There have been cases where people have exaggerated their Al-Qaeda connections to get more attention for themselves. Clearly, it's a critical issue. Intelligence officials, Leanne, are looking into his travel history to determine who he might have been in contact with and where, especially in the last 12 months.
Well, it's interesting that he had a valid U.S. visa and, in fact, had visited the United States twice previously. But there were concerns about him, right?
Yes, and especially within just the last few weeks. His father, who is a prominent banker in Nigeria, apparently became concerned that his son was increasingly espousing extremist religious views and actually went to the U.S. Embassy in Nigeria to warn officials there about his son. This was just last month. As a result of that warning, Mr. Abdulmutallab was entered in a big database of names of people from around the world with possible terrorist connections. But this, Leanne, is a big group. More than a half million names are in that database, and being in it does not disqualify you from getting a visa or flying on airplanes. The so-called no-fly list is much smaller, just 4,000 names. He was not on that list, but yes, there had been this alert about him.
And briefly, Tom, how much more scrutiny should U.S. air travelers expect?
Well, I think that we should expect a considerable more scrutiny, new restrictions on carry-on baggage, new rules about moving about the aircraft while in flight, and, Leanne, more searches at boarding gates before you get on the plane, body searches and body scans to make sure that nothing is hidden under our clothes.
NPR's Tom Gelton. Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.